Yeah, so the first presentation, as you see, is giving voice to collective movement by Kiran. Please.
Yeah, so I'm basically within the cluster. I fall in area B, which is aggregation in the collective, and particularly under signaling in movement animal groups. So I'm one of the new postdocs that was hired, and I'm within Ari's group, which is communication and collective movement. So we're kind of, between uni and Max Planck. So the group generally works a lot on meerkats and is thinking about how communication and movement come together. And we're using a lot of data that's been provided by the Kalahari Meerkat Project, which is led by Marta Mansfer and Tim Cotton-Brock. And so for a bit of context, meerkats form stable groups that forage together. And they often use vocalizations to coordinate their movement. So given a situation where you have a foraging group, you might have a youngster emitting a loss call. Did that work?
Yeah. Yep.
So yeah, we've got one individual is communicating, which might lead to an individual response where an adult might want to check out what's happening. And then a few different adults might make the same decision, which could lead to a response from those adults, which leads to a group decision where other adults then follow. And the entire structure of the group has changed, and therefore so has the communication, because they're close together, their communication may change compared to when they're far apart. So we're trying to look at these dynamics and how do we study them? Mainly using collars, which have a mixture of GPS and audio recorders. So back in the day when you could go in the field, you bribe a few meerkats with a bit of water, and then Ari and Ari's group have been going out and putting collars on these individuals, and they've been able to collar entire groups. This is a lot of work by Vlad Batiste Canari. And you can see there's an audio recorder and a GPS on these individuals. So this results in quite a lot of audio data that needs to be processed and analyzed. And this is where I come in. I'm working on a machine learning pipeline for analyzing this data. And it's in collaboration with Ari, Marie, and Mathieu. So this is a bit of an overview of the pipeline. We have some data that comes from these collars, which is roughly in 3-hour snippets. We have 1 hour of that data that gets labeled, converted into some sort of table and categories. And then we generate spectrograms, find the matching labels. So here, each row represents a call type over time. And then these get put into a label data set, and we loop over the entire 1 hour of labeled data and generate a bunch of spectrograms and a bunch of labels, which are then used in our machine learning. So basically, the spectrograms are the input data and the labels are the expected output data, where we want to figure out if a meerkat is doing a close call or a short note at a given time. So this goes into the neural net for the training. For those who are interested, this is the rough architecture. And so we train the model on this data. And once it's been trained, we then see how well it's performing by giving it a new and different set of spectrograms, which go in and it outputs a prediction. And as you can see, the prediction is more a value between 0 and 1 of likelihood of it being a particular call type. So what's nice is that because we have labeled data and we have predictions, we can then compare what the machine is doing with what a human might be labeling for the same data set. And we're using a threshold method where we're saying, for instance, if the probability is around 0.6, let's say, is that a call? And we see what the output is and we compare it with the categories. So here, for instance, we have a social call which is being picked up by both the labeler and the computer. However, we have a call that the labeler was unsure of, which has been labeled as other, which the machine is thinking is probably a short note. So there are some consistencies and some differences. So a lot of the evaluation part is what Mathieu is doing, my colleague, and we're using precision recall curves. So precision is basically how correct are the predictions versus recall, which is a measure of how complete are the results, i.e. how much are we missing? And we use this trade-off to see which threshold makes the most sense to give us the best trade-off between precision and recall. And on the left here, we have a close call. On the right, we have a short note. So you can see for different call types, there's a different precision recall curve. So we're trying to look more into the details of how well the system is performing. So here we have a confusion matrix where on the left or on the rows is what the machine is predicting. And on the columns are the person. So for instance, if we take lead call here, we have a night, or let's take alarm call because it's the top one. So 90% of the alarm calls that someone has labeled are being picked up by the machine. However, you can see there's a certain amount of overprediction, and there are also a certain number of calls that are being missed by the machine. So now we're trying to delve into the details of which model is the best model to get the best outcome. So some of the developments that we're doing is we have our neural net here. So the data is going in, being labeled, going through the neural net, and we've trained it on different classes. Now we've added an additional branch, which is a call, not call branch. To see if this shared information will improve accuracy. We're also working a little bit on masking. So certain calls which might be confusing, such as fusion calls, which are two calls that emerge together, are now being masked from the training to see if that improves particular calls. We're also looking at balancing certain classes. So for instance, we have around 20,000 close calls and maybe 150 lead calls. So we're trying to weight these differently within the algorithm. And we're also using data augmentation, so noise from one area of the data and adding it. So, and
time is already quite over.
Okay, so last slide, doing a sensitivity analysis. We're testing different things, basically.
That's it? Oh.
Yeah, that's it.
I interrupted too much. I just said, like, no, maybe please say some words about the last slide. And then.
Okay, we're just trying to see the accuracy by taking, seeing how well using one individual predicts on another individual, one group on another group, one year of data on another year of data, and for instance, using a windy day to predict on a sunny day. That's it, and thank you to a lot of people.
Thank you, Kiran.